Welcome to the UniConnect podcast. We're here to keep you connected to all things university. To wherever you're listening from today. So this is the trailer of the UniConnect podcast, and I'm Claire, and I'm producing this with my co-host Charlotte. So Charlotte, say hey.
Hi everyone.
So Charlotte and I both work for the UniConnect project, and we're working in Leeds at the moment. And the aim of the project is to help young people make informed choices about higher education and going to university. So in normal circumstances, we'd normally run information sessions, events and trips to help inform our young people and those who are in their lives. But we're kind of in a bit of a different situation at the moment. Charlotte, why are we running this podcast?
So really, this podcast has come out of a need for us to think of new ways of communicating with our young people, with the informers and the other people in their lives, to make sure that they're not missing out on information about university. So because of lockdown, we can't be in college at the minute, we can't be in school. So we thought a podcast would be a really good way of getting that information out there still, opening up those discussions and answering those questions. We are currently recording this on our home laptops. So we want to just put that out there in advance and say that we might not have the absolute perfect sound quality at all points, but we will try our absolute hardest to get you a quality podcast and to answer all of your questions, hopefully, on university so that you don't feel you're missing out on anything. So we're going to be releasing episodes every 2 weeks. They're going to be roughly 15 minutes long, and we're going to be covering a whole host of subjects around higher education and university. So really, you probably want to know what we actually know about university before we start educating you on it. So no pressure, Claire, but do you want to tell us a bit about yourself?
Yeah, so I've worked in education for 9 years and in roles that mainly involve informing or advising young people about their progression paths. So for the last 3 years, specialised in that information surrounding higher education. And that's the massive benefit of the project we work with, that we work in connection and collaboration with all of the higher education providers in West Yorkshire. So we're sitting on a nice little bit of information right there with the kind of contacts that we have. And in addition to that, I went to higher education. So I studied advertising and graphics at the University of Huddersfield. But that was a really long time ago. So again, hopefully we can hear from some students and their life experiences to make it a bit more relevant. But Charlotte, I know you graduated not too long ago.
Yeah, so I studied at the University of Leeds. I studied sociology. I had a great time at university, have some fantastic memories, and I really enjoyed my course. I didn't know that university was necessarily what I wanted to do throughout being at school. I took a year out after I did my A-levels, and it was something that I did really think about. So I understand what it's like to maybe not be sure at first, but I was really pleased that I went to university, and I wouldn't be sat here right now in Leeds if I hadn't have moved here to study. So it all works out in the end. I have also worked in a university. I've worked with UK and international students. So I do understand the university process, and I understand the process of applying and what you need to think about.
So that gives you a bit of an introduction and oversight about who me and Charlotte are, but we promise we are not going to be talking about ourselves every episode, and we are going to be bringing in different guests, such as academics, people from universities, students, and people from our community to talk about the different topics. But before we go, and Charlotte and I have agreed that as we're interviewing and speaking to all of our different guests, we're going to be asking them what is their favourite university food or meal that they had, or if they're, you know, in the stage where they're thinking about going to uni, you know, what do they think that their go-to meal is going to be? So, Charlotte, what was your favourite uni meal?
So, I think it's going to have to be either pasta or jacket potato because it's cheap, it's quick, and it was filling. It's either that or it's a takeaway pizza, but let's just pretend I didn't tell you that.
Oh, I think I'm with you on the takeaway. Mine wasn't pizza, though. It was Tasty's Kebabs. You know, if you're from Huddersfield, they might be well known to you. But, yeah, and another thing that I used to get, my housemates used to just drive me mad about. So couscous, again, down the whole cheap and cheerful route. But they used to take the mick out of me and call it crumbs. Claire's eating crumbs, they used to shout at me.
couscous is a university staple, so yeah. They just didn't understand that clearly.
No, it was new to them, but so was peas in a tin to me, and I didn't know that you could get peas in a tin. So yeah, I mean, let's hope our guests maybe have some more exciting recipes that might inspire students that are listening.
I'm really looking forward to hearing what everyone's meal was, but probably more than I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of the information, but we'll see what we come up with next episode.
Yeah. So, yeah, on that note, I think it is lunchtime. So, see you for now, Charlotte, and see you everyone who's listening.
See you later. Thank you for listening.